Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short on this May 10th of 2024. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is going after big oil. Nessel announced this week that her office will take proposals from numerous attorneys and law firms who will serve then as a special assistant to take the fossil fuel industry to court for the environmental and economic damage that they've caused to the state of Michigan. Nessel says the shrinking ski seasons in the UP and the rising number of severe weather events are threatening not only the state's way of life, but also the state's economy. The AG also said that these extreme weather events are posing a long-term risk to Michigan's agribusiness industry, and that is true. Now, Nessel made these remarks during the week in which several tornadoes hit the southwestern side of the state. In fact, much of southwest Michigan experienced its warmest weather in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's 125 years of record-keeping. The National Weather Service reports that mid-Michigan had its warmest winter on record, and the UP didn't have much of a snow season. As researchers say, the combination of El Nino and climate change led to an unprecedented winter up there. Something needs to be done, and like we did with Big Tobacco, it's time that we begin doing the same with big oil and gas. If you recall, investigations by the LA Times and Inside Climate News revealed that ExxonMobil's own scientists not only knew how devastating oil is to the environment and how it could lead to severe climate change, but the company's bosses would then spend time and treasure denying that science for decades. They knew it, and we just let them do it. And we continue to hand out these massive subsidies to big oil as if we're the addict to this drug, a drug that oil companies have known for a long time was destroying the planet as far back as the 1960s. The IMF reported last year that subsidies for fossil fuels in 2022 totaled $7 trillion. That's about 7% of the global GDP. And The Guardian reports that's almost double on what the world spends on education. It truly is like big oil is the dealer, and we're the buyers, and we need more. We need more. And they can charge whatever they like for their product because we need more. This announcement also happened just as the U.S. Senate released a report detailing how the American Gas Association, which is chaired by DTE energy head Jerry Norcia, by the way, uses ratepayers' money to weaken energy efficiency rules and reduce greenhouse emissions. And of course, it won't surprise you to know that the American Gas Association is fervently backing the Enbridge Tunnel plan for its Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. Oh, and despite producing more oil in the United States than ever under a Democratic president, Joe Biden, big oil execs are excited with the prospect of another Trump term just so he'll scrap all of the environmental protections Biden put in place. I mean, it's never enough for these guys. And Dear Leader basically told Big Oil recently in Mar-a-Lago that if they spend $1 billion on his campaign, then he'd reverse all of Biden's climate change policies. You know, I can't find a bigger and better contrast between someone like Dear Leader, who yells for everyone to hear that he can be bought by the fossil fuel industry, and then someone like Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, who's out there fighting against big oil and for the people she represents. Big oil knew the damaging effects they were causing people and the planet, but profits and power mean more to them. This fight won't be won today or tomorrow, and big oil execs are hoping to stall and win on a war of attrition since they have all the capital. But someone like Attorney General Nessel is trying to stir it up so that, as what happened with Big Tobacco, the people will someday be on the winning side. That's why you get into politics. You get into politics not to serve corporate masters, but to help people. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email address. Don't forget to visit LeftofLansing.com. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also listen and subscribe on YouTube. And listen to this week's episode featuring Ottawa County Progressive Organizer Joe Spalding. Take the battle to them.